Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, November the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2024. John David Walton, this is your wake-up call. And we're going to begin this Wednesday just like we begin every Wednesday with consecration. We're going to be presenting ourselves to the Lord that He might consecrate us into this day. So you ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead.
And Christ will shine on you.
I got my friend Brent Parker here with me. He's going to help me with today's entry. Some more about that in a minute. But here we go. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today's entry is entitled, Make the Tabernacle with 10 Curtains. Why those curtains are to die for. Our text is Exodus 26, verses 1 through 6. Exodus 27, verses 20 and 21, and Exodus 28. Verses 1 through 5. I'm going to read Exodus 26, 1 through 6, and you can see the rest of it in the email today, or in your journal, or in your Bible. Hear now the word of the Lord. Make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen and blue, purple and scarlet yarn, with the cherubim woven into them by a skilled worker. All the curtains are to be the same size, 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together and do the same with the other 5. Make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and do the same with the end curtain in the other set. Make 50 loops on one curtain and 50 loops on the end curtain of the other set with the loops opposite each other. Then make 50 gold clasps and use them to fasten the curtains together so that the tabernacle is a unit. I'm going to keep going. Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light so that the lamps may be kept burning. In the tent of meeting, outside the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant law, Aaron and his sons are to keep the lamps burning before the Lord from evening till morning. This is to be a lasting ordinance among the Israelites for the generations to come. Have Aaron, your brother, brought to you from among the Israelites, along with his sons, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, so they may serve me as priests. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor. Tell all the skilled workers to whom I have given wisdom in such matters that they are to make garments for Aaron for his consecration, so he may serve me as priest. These are the garments they are to make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make these sacred garments for your brother Aaron and his sons, so they may serve me as priests. Have them use gold and blue, purple and scarlet yarn, and fine linen. The word of the Lord. Now, consider this. Curtains. He cares about the curtains. Don't ever tell me God is not in the details. He cares about the curtains. Exquisitely cares. 10 curtains, all the same size, 28 cubits long by 4 cubits wide. By my math, with conversions, it comes to about 240 square feet per curtain, 2,400 square feet in all. Join them together into 2 groups of 5. Not just any old blackout curtains from Target will do. These are custom curtains. They are to be made of finely twisted linen in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. And they are to have cherubim woven into them by a skilled worker. After that, make loops for the curtains, presumably so they can be held up by rods. Make 100 loops, 50 for each set of 5 curtains. But that is not 10 loops for each curtain. No, put 50 loops on the curtain at one end of the first set and then 50 loops on the other end curtain of the second set. Make sure those loops are on the opposite side of each other. Oh, yes, and make the loops from blue material. Not the trendy beige, but blue. And something tells me the Hebrew word identified some specific shade or tint of blue, like maybe indigo or something like that. Now, don't forget, we need 50 clasps so we can close and fasten those finely crafted cherubim woven curtains with the exquisitely stitched blue loops. And those clasps need to be made from solid gold. Not gold-plated, but solid gold, because they will be hung in the presence of the Almighty God of heaven and earth. Curtains matter to God. So why all this exquisite care about all these otherwise seemingly insignificant details? Because we are dealing with a holy God, a divine being, who is wholly other than human beings, though he created them in his image. This God is not common, not casual, and not contaminated by sin. The curtains matter because we are creating a space on the earth unlike any other space anywhere else on the earth. It is a place where a holy God can draw near to and meet with unholy people. It is a place of overlap, the overlap of realms long separated, the heavens and the earth. It will serve as a portal of sorts, a most holy place, unlike any other place anywhere in the cosmos, where mortals can behold the eternal, where one can dare to breathe the rarefied air of on earth as it is in heaven, and where one can dare to sing the ancient verse, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Curtains matter so much to God that he himself became the curtain. Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is Hebrews 10, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. That's Hebrews 10:19-22. That's why curtains matter, and oil matter, and clothes matter. And if these curtains and oil and clothes matter most, might all curtains and oil and clothes matter more? And yes, those curtains are to die for. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I receive your deliverance from seeing and approaching you as casual and common, and otherwise believing all the hullabaloo about curtains was overkill. Forgive me I receive your deliverance into approaching you as holy beyond any degree of holiness I could ever even conceive of, and into a measure of gratitude beyond anything I can presently fathom for your Son and his blood atonement for me. Thank you that the very physical body of Jesus became the curtain of all curtains, and at the moment of his death, the curtain in the temple tore from top to bottom. Deliver me into the fullness of the open curtain like never before, by the blood of Jesus, into the most holy place of his presence, which is now available everywhere and all the time. Thank you for the cross. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father. Help me, Brent. And to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today, what do you make of all this about curtains? Are you as wowed as I am? We're going to sing here in just a couple of minutes a hymn you've probably never sung before. It is a hymn, it's in our seedbed hymnal, and it's number 21. It's called Uncreated One. Now, this is a hymn. I'm going to, at the risk of self-promoting here, because it's not what I'm trying to do, but this is a hymn that I wrote with my old friend Chris Tomlin back probably 25 years ago, maybe a little less. We wrote this hymn, and I wrote the hymn lyrics. He wrote the chorus, which he's master at. And we're going to sing it together for the first time on the wake-up call. Brent's going to help me, even though he's probably never heard it either. So Brent's got to study this, the melody here a little bit while I share a bit more with you. I guess the thing I want to say is this whole week that we're in the midst of on the wake-up call, you know, in the past, it's been flyover country. In the way that I have read the Bible, I've just not paid much attention to it. I'm like, well, that was then, and this is now, and we got Jesus, and that really doesn't apply anymore. And it's just, I repent from that. And I just kind of got lost in the curtains this time. And I think that's the point. I think the whole point of this is to recognize that God wants to dwell with a holy God. A holy God of love wants to dwell with an unholy people. And he will go to extraordinary means to see that happen. That's the story of Exodus. It's the story of the whole Bible. It's the story of this tabernacle. This is the first tent of meeting, if you will. And God is going into extraordinary detail just to let people know, like, that the heavens are about to overlap the earth because the King, the God, is going to come near. You know, in the old days, they would say they would sew bells into the lining of the vestments of the priests who were going to go into the most holy place. You know, once a day, once a year, they would go in the Day of Atonement to sprinkle blood on the mercy seat. And they would tie a rope around the waist of the priest so that just in the case that he dies while he's in the most holy place, they would hear the bell ring and they could pull him out by the rope, because no one would go into the most holy place. That's what's so extraordinary about this text in Hebrews. It says, therefore, since we have confidence, okay, that's the last thing you have in going there, confidence. Since we have confidence to enter the most holy place, it says, by the blood of Jesus. Remember, the road to heaven is paved with blood. By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain. There it is. That is his body. He is the curtain. He is the great high priest. Let us draw near to God. It's extraordinary. And then, of course, as his body is torn, the curtain in the temple tears from top to bottom. What on earth is going on? It's unbelievable. So just let yourself sit in awe of that today and meditate on that. We're going to sing this hymn, Uncreated One. I put you a link in there where you can actually hear it sung by Chris Tomlin on one of his records, his early records. You can see that link in the email. Okay, Brent, you ready?
You lead the way, brother. You lead the way.
Holy, uncreated one, your beauty fills the skies, but the glory of your majesty is the mercy in your eyes. We'll go verse 2. And worthy, uncreated one, from heaven to earth come down. You laid aside your royalty to wear the sinner's crown. And the chorus. Oh, great God, be glorified, our lives laid down, yours magnified. And O great God, be lifted high, for there is none like you. Verse 3. Jesus, Savior, God's own Son, risen, reigning Lord, sustainer of the universe by the power of your word. And the fourth verse. And when we see your matchless face, in speechless awe we'll stand, and there we'll bow with grateful hearts unto the great I am. And O great God, our lives laid down, yours magnified. And O great God, be lifted high, for there is none like you. Amen. Thank you, Brent. Brent is here in town. He's on his way up to northern Arkansas, where he's going to be in a retreat for the next few days. But Brent works with me every week. We meet with a group of pastors who are preaching through the wake-up call in Exodus, and we meet on Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays. Yes, we had tacos. He's here on Tuesday. Of course, you're hearing this on Wednesday. But he is a pastor in the Woodlands, Texas, at the Wood Forest campus of the Woodlands Methodist Church. And we meet every Tuesday to work with this group of pastors, and we just collaborate and share about the sermons that we're working on. And it's really a good time. And so we're in the midst of that and doing this recording. But gang, okay, can we just keep our eyes on the curtain today? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a beautiful wake up call, isn't it? Just wake up, like wake up, see the curtains. I'll just leave it there today. You get your seeds. We'll get ours. We'll see you on the field for the awakening. For Brent Parker, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.